running back needs to have a lot of confidence running behind an offensive line that you know that the timing's there. You've got some new pieces there. Can you talk about being confident running behind that group?
I'm confident in my offensive linemen, for sure. I think just with the new pieces we have here, some guys we signed and guys moving into different places to keep the running game going, I think we'll be fine. We'll make some plays in the air. I think there's more positive plays we get as an offense. You know, that becomes more confident for us. I think it's more another team to be thinking about, they don't have the starters. You know, they're hurt, they're banged up. So, as a unit, you know, we just got to do it together. So, I mean, we can't really know until we get out there and play and see how it goes.
Shane, what was a characteristic game for you numbers-wise? When you looked at the film, did you see holes that were there that maybe you missed? Or, you know, what did you see?
I didn't see too much. I thought that I could have got it going a little bit more than I did. I thought they did a good job up front, for sure, kind of stopping it up. The front they played, they kind of wanted to stop the run. But I think on the offensive side, we can make more plays. I think myself, especially if we're not getting plays that's positive in the beginning of the game, then maybe I can get some extra spark. But that's why you play the game. That's why you play the game and you get it going. You can't get frustrated. I think in the first half, it was tough for us, but then we kind of got it moving a little bit. And it's offense. It's going to be games like that where I don't have 100 or so, and other guys make plays in a return game or Sproles or Macklin. That's how it happens, you know. And there's going to be times where I go off. I mean, so that's what all of having a good offensive team and having depth is for.
On the 20-cent tip, why did you leave that amount at BYT?
I'm not going to go too much on that, but just to be honest, like I'm always am, you know, I tip on my service, you know, and I think it's the difference between, you know, good service and bad service or just having a bad day. There's a big difference from just being rude and disrespectful, you know, so that's how that went.
You're denying what they said about you.
You said what?
You were that way. The owner was saying that you were that way.
I mean, listen, anybody that knows me won't say I'm disrespectful. You know, and any restaurant that I go around in Philadelphia, I tip very well. You know, I'm very respectful. So I don't, and if you check on that restaurant, I mean, the backlash that has from everybody talking bad about that place. But good food, good food.
What's it like made of how good they are offensively? But how good is Indianapolis defensively? How tough of a challenge is it?
They got some players. You know, they're a solid group. They're big up front. You know, they play well against the run. I think it's a good matchup. I mean, obviously they have a pretty good offense where it takes a lot of pressure off the defense, you know, and I think it'll be a shootout. I really do. I think if we kind of get them guys moving a little bit, tire them out, you know, get some plays in the air and then on the ground, I think it'll be a good game, you know, but they get a lot of credit on defense. They're pretty good.
So what's it like to have spotlight on it to a point where tipping habits become the front page of a website, how do you feel like the story was handled?
Well, I didn't check out the story, but I think that the 20 cent tip was just more just kind of a statement. You know, you can't be disrespectful and disrespect somebody to tip you. I don't care who the person is. You know, that's why I left my card so they could see my name. You know, simple as that.
So the game last Sunday, the fact you guys kept running the ball after halftime, the fact you ran it more in the second half, was that really like a key for you guys being able to come back?
Yeah, we don't want to get away from our game plan. We like to run the ball, which teams know, and then we like to create off the run. I think no matter what type of deficit we were down, the good thing about this offense is just we put points up fast. If it's running the ball or throwing the ball, we can score at any angle, from on the ground or in the air. I think that's why being down wasn't that big of a deal, because we know what type of offense we have, let alone the defense play lights out, you know. So kind of running the ball is our game, you know, and throwing the ball. So we don't want to kind of get away from that.
How was the toe, and did it have any impact on you last Sunday?
Toe's fine. Just got to get back into the routines of just getting it done. No excuses. Just got to do better, and it starts with me.
Seemed to struggle a little bit in the first half. What did you see from him, you know, in that first half?
I mean, just missed some plays, you know, but overall, Nick played well. He's a playmaker, you know, and he's our guy, he's our leader, so he'll be fine. I mean, everybody's not going to have a perfect game. You know, last game I could have helped them out more than I didn't. You know, so I mean that's how it goes sometimes.
You ever find yourself trying to do too much when the first few carries don't go the way you want? Do you have to fight
that? That's one of my issues. You know, sometimes I try to take it into my own hands where if things are not open or not developed how they're supposed to, the next few I might just do my own thing. You know, majority of the time it works, and sometimes I take losses instead of actually just letting my natural talent happen after playing through the system. You know, but that's what makes me. So, you know, you got to take it.
You've given credit to your offensive line quite a bit in the past. It's a rebuilt offensive line this week, or two new parts. How do you think that's going to affect you?
I'm not sure. I mean, that's why we play the game, and we'll see. I have a lot of confidence in the guys we have, from the starters to the depth. And we'll see how it goes. This is a time where players step up. You know, I remember when Brian went down, I stepped up. I'm sure the opponents were like, okay, well, now Brian's done, and, you know, who's his backup? So I think it's time where guys can make their names, and we need them to step up.
Playing in a dome, LeSean, with two new offensive linemen, do you think it'll be difficult at all to play at the pace you guys played at Sunday?
I think it should be a lot more plays because, you know, dome turf, a lot quicker, quick surface, you know, and I think we get going a little bit, moving the ball, tiring them guys out. And they're a big group, and obviously big groups, they get tired. And the thing we want to do is tire defense out. So just got to wait and see how it happens.
Did the controversy over the tip teach you anything about being a celebrity and what can
no.
happen? Charlie Sheen giving the guy $1,000.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm happy he's finally doing something positive. That's cool. you know, and on another note, I didn't do anything wrong, and if I had to do it again, I'd do it the same way.
Sean, you have any thoughts on where this Ray Rice thing is right now, just sort of the talk of the entire country?
I mean, that's a tough situation. I'm a good friend of Ray, and I think he's a good person. Obviously, he made a big, big, big mistake, you know, and I don't want to get in the middle of that. You know, he's a friend. I support him. Hopefully, everything works out for him. It's just tough. I feel bad for his wife, you know, and him. So, sure, they'll work that out. I'm good.
Just Darren Sproles, I mean, you hadn't seen him in a game before. What did he show you as far as his ability to run physical and you know, up the middle, not just be kind of an outside, like most little guys are kind of outside runners?
I think what Sproles is special is just making plays. If it's in the air or on the ground, he does a great job. You know, and he showed last week. He ran the ball well. You know, he had a big spark. Actually, he was that big spark for the whole game from kick returns or punt returns and running the ball. And he'll be a big help to us this year. So I think it's a big thing that we have him. One of them guys where you're looking for a spark, you know, he's going to give you one, you know, so good to have him on this team, and we'll continue to do this thing together.
You think you can handle like 10, 11, 12 carries?
Yeah, it should be fine. Yeah. Well, we're going to run the ball. That's one thing we're not shy of, you know, and that's good for me because I don't have to get that extra amount of touches. You know, he'll probably get about 10 plus a game and some in the air, you know, and I think that worked well together.
Okay. Thanks.